Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. Max, just can't be in for Key and J.
I don't know what they want me to do. Should I come in here with hammer pants on next time? Do y'all want me to wear them Jabot jeans on?
Put those Jabots on.
You got them Jabots on. Do you want me to have the Mo Malones, the Carcadine? Like, what kind of jeans are you supposed to wear nowadays?
Chris, I asked this of...
These are fitted jeans. They're not jeggings.
You were born in the early 80s, okay? I was born in the early 70s. Yeah. So I remember the following jeans. This is a New York thing. I want to see if you do, because I want to see... Because they only had a little moment. Vosco's. You remember Vosco's? Two-tones? They were different colors in the front and back. Like, back when you could only wear Lee's with a crease down the middle,
oh,
right?
Oh, no doubt.
The next little step between those and the Jabots and everything, when they got hot... were Vosco's.
Yes, I remember Vosco's, and the reason why is because I got two older brothers, one of which is your age.
Yeah, so he had some Vosco's.
So he had some Vosco's, there is no doubt. Yeah. But I went through the baggy jean era of things, like when you had the cross colors and all of that other stuff, and then now we're in the more fitted jean era. And
the baggy era was so much better. They were more comfortable. Well, I'm uncomfortable in my jeans.
I'm comfortable in my jeans, though, Max.
Yeah, because they're jeggings.
They're not... They got a little bit of stretch in them.
You gotta have it. Are too. They're not. Jeans used to be for comfort.
Yes.
Not anymore. I look at those sometimes in the morning, so I know when Canty's going to be on the show. I know. Oh boy. Gotta make sure the uptowns are clean
for sure. They are very clean and crispy this morning. Yeah. By the way.
No, thank you. So
yeah, very much so.
So I gotta make sure they're clean, and then you start thinking, well, you know, like. What are you going to wear? When I look at those jeans, I'm like, wait, could I get away with wearing like these? They're not really sweats. They're not really pants, but they got give.
Yeah.
Can I get away with wearing those?
Yeah.
They're wool slacks, but they like the way they fall. It's good. They're comfortable. Yeah. Like, waist and everything. You know, but I'm like, oh, it's going to be 65 degrees later today. The jeans are the ones you're like, okay, I guess I got to wear the jeans. They're not comfortable anymore. It used to be, oh, I get to wear jeans.
You don't have comfortable jeans?
Nope.
As much as you paying for those jeans?
No. Nope. You pay to be uncomfortable.
You're paying for Tom Ford jeans and they're uncomfortable.
Now, I have to admit, that's because have I been in better shape? Yes, I have.
But here's the problem, though, Max. Why are you wearing those jeans, paying for those jeans, if they're not comfortable?
Because I'll tell you why. I've tried the designer jeans. They're all equally uncomfortable.
These are not uncomfortable, Max.
These are not uncomfortable. Because if you get to a certain percentage of elastine, you can get away with it, but then the producers start gigging on you.
It's not my fault they don't know good fashion. That's a them problem, not me.
We were talking in the first 2 hours, and it feels like we've been talking about it on the show because we've been talking about it off camera so much.
Yeah.
And like before the show and yesterday. So Lamar Jackson is a free agent, essentially, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. Not exactly, because they can match, but he's allowed to shop his services. The last player to do that was Deshaun Watson. The last prime age superstar quarterback. Deshaun got $230 fully guaranteed.
Yep.
Lamar got crickets. There's a good chance it's collusion, right? There may be other explanations, but there's a good chance it's collusion. So what does Lamar do? Because when you put the non-exclusive franchise tag, you're saying, go ahead, shop a deal. Then we'll see if we'll match it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Lamar can't find a deal so far. So what does he do? Well, here's an option, and you touched on it earlier. Joe Burrow's coming up.
Yep.
Jalen Hurts is coming up. Justin Herbert's coming up. If I'm Lamar Jackson and the league won't set the market for me, I'm not going to play. I'm not going to play. I'm 26. I'm coming off consecutive seasons where I have injury to a lower extremity.
Mm-hmm.
I rely on my legs. I could use a few games. It wouldn't kill me to take a little time off.
Right.
It's not my talent's going anywhere. I'm going to sit back, not play, and wait for Joe Burrow and Jalen Hurts and Justin Herbert to set the market. It benefits me in almost every way to start the season. So the question I'm now coming to the realization, Where is Lamar Jackson going to play week one? Who's he going to be playing for? Week one, I believe he'll still be a Baltimore Raven, but he will not be on the field.
Yeah, and that makes all the sense in the world, right, Max? The people that are out there saying, oh, there's no way he can pass up $32 million. It's more money than he's made in his entire five-year career. Yeah, he can pass up $32 million. You know why? Because he knows he has a $250 million lotto ticket in his pocket, that's not going to change. But you know what will change? Some team's current quarterback plan, because it's inevitable to blow up, Max. We've seen it throughout NFL history. There are never enough quality starting quarterbacks to go around, let alone difference-making quarterbacks to go around. And Lamar is the latter, not the former. So you know that there's going to be a team eventually that's going to come down off of their high horse. They're going to stop holding the line that the owners are trying to hold when it comes to guaranteed contracts, and they're going to pay Lamar Jackson what he's worth. Because we see that with him under center, he can change the fortunes of your franchise. Since the Ravens drafted him, they've been in the playoffs 4 of the last 5 years. Think about that. 4 of the last 5 years. This guy's won a road playoff game. He's essentially checked every single box that you're looking for from a quarterback. And as good as you might think Lamar Jackson is, he's even better in person, Max. I was on the call for that week 3 game in Foxborough against the Patriots. The guy had 5 touchdowns, 4 passing and 1 rushing. It was unbelievable. I thought he was going to win the MVP
of
the season.
Oh, Randy Moss must be on that team. He has no receivers.
Based on that performance alone. But my point is this. Joe Burrow, Justin Herbert, Jalen Hurts, those teams got to get contracts done with those players sooner rather than later. Do you know why? Because the NFL salary cap is going to continue to go up. With the new revenue stream coming online because of the tech money, getting the media rights deals, Amazon, YouTube, all of that, the salary cap is going to shoot up. It already went up $16 million this offseason. It's going to go up even more next offseason, which means the average annual value of those quarterback contracts is going to go up. So those teams are going to be the ones to blink first when it comes to the stare down between quarterbacks and teams in guaranteed contracts. And my point is this. If you're Lamar Jackson, just wait. Kick your feet up. Hang out in South Beach. Don't get into any trouble. Wait until those teams try to go down the road of giving contract extensions to those players. We've heard on the record that the Chargers have started working on an extension for Justin Herbert, that the Cincinnati Bengals are trying to have preliminary talks with Joe Burrow on an extension, and of course, Jalen Hurts and the Philadelphia Eagles, that's going to ultimately end up happening. Those deals are going to get done. Now, here's the thing that I think is noteworthy, Max. Justin Herbert is represented by David Dunn, who's with Athletes First. Athletes First is also the same agency that represents Deshaun Watson. Different agent in David Mulligetta. I'd be hard-pressed to believe that Athletes First, even with David Dunn representing Herbert, is not going to go to the Spanos family and ask for a fully guaranteed extension. Listen, there's a reason why the Spanos family is looking to sell 25% of the L.A. Chargers right now.
Notoriously cheap, by the way.
Notoriously cheap. But there's a reason why they're trying to sell a piece of the franchise, because they got to raise some money in order to get this extension done with Justin Herbert. Joe Burrow's represented by CAA. We already know how they get down. Guaranteed contracts, not for all players, not for all quarterbacks, but the guys that are true franchise players, top 5, top 10 in the position, they are in a position right now where they can ask for that to continue the precedent of Deshaun Watson. And if you're Lamar Jackson, what you want to do is wait to see how that plays out before you even entertain anything that the Ravens are talking about, unless it's fully guaranteed.
So, Deshaun Watson, the league wants to treat as an outlier because he went to the highest bidder in his prime as though he were a free agent.
Yeah.
Teams are like, well, that's not you. But now that is essentially the same thing as Lamar Jackson. He's not getting an offer.
Yes.
That's why I think it's a good chance it's collusion. But by putting the non-exclusive tag on Lamar, they're saying shop a deal. No one's coming with a deal. So if Lamar doesn't play, he will allow these other guys to set the market. And then he can point to that and say, this is not Deshaun Watson now. These guys stayed where they were. They were up for a deal. And this is the new market. So you got to pay me like them at least, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the question now becomes, who would you feel most comfortable giving out of Joe Burrow? I'm the biggest Joe Burrow fan in the world, right?
Sure.
Like Patrick Mahomes is that dude. If I can't have Mahomes, I want Joe Burrow, okay? Who, by the way, is 3 weeks older than Lamar Jackson.
Wild.
if I can't have it, so that's Justin Herbert. Justin Herbert's the guy who's come along out of everyone since Patrick Mahomes. We're just eyeball tests. I said, oh, what's that? That looks different. That looks different. The last time I had that feeling was when my eyes saw Patrick Mahomes in the NFL. Jalen Hurts, who's everything you want in a franchise quarterback, a leader, a coach's son, who's throwing dimes all season and also can kill you on the ground and just had one of the great performances in the history of the Super Bowl. Basically, the first time he had a chance with a team. Or Lamar Jackson, who is a victim of his own success because at 21, he was in the league setting it on fire. He's won an MVP. His first playoff game, deer in headlights. But in the second half already, he was better. His next playoff game, he played better, but they didn't win. His next playoff game, they won. Look at the trajectory of Lamar Jackson's career. Who would you feel most comfortable guaranteeing the money to? 888-SAY-ESPN, 729-3776. Who would you feel most comfortable guaranteeing a long-term huge money deal to out of those four guys?
There's no wrong answer in this question. You realize that, right? It's just a matter of what flavor of ice cream you prefer. And when it comes to these quarterbacks, as much as I'm enamored with the physical gifts of Lamar, of Jalen Hurts, and Justin Herbert, it's got to be Joe Shiesty. It's got to be Joe Burrow,
Joe Thoreau.
He's ice cold, man. To see how he elevates his team, think about what the Cincinnati Bengals were before he got there. Had not won a playoff game in three decades. And then in his first full season, takes him to the Super Bowl. And then last year, you're talking about a deep run in the playoffs. AFC championship game. I got to go with Joe Burrow.
So Joe Burrow would be my pick as the guy I want on my team. But if you're talking about doing the actuary tables, right? Like factoring in injury, age, talent, the whole thing. Lamar Jackson, first of all, beat Joe Burrow head-to-head just this last year and did it by outplaying him in the fourth quarter, right? Yeah. Jalen Hurts actually had a better performance in the Super Bowl than Joe Burrow did.
Yeah.
But there's something about Justin Herbert, based on his age, his athletic ability, his arm. I think he has the best deep ball of all time. That's the best deep ball. It's a laser-guided missile. Doesn't matter the distance. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Man, I could make a hell of an argument for guaranteeing the money to Justin Herbert. Joe Burrow's the guy I want. The other guys are more accomplished. But just based on age and talent, whoo, Herbert played with the barbecued ribs, kept him in contention the whole game.
Yeah. Oh.
Now, he hasn't won like the other guys.
No,
that's
thing. He hadn't. And it's hard to get that game, the second half of that wild card game in Jacksonville out of your head, man. I mean, it's hard. Look, you got it. What is it, a 27-point lead? And you blow it, that's hard. That's hard to get past. It's like even if your defense fumbled the bag, it's just like how could you not make enough plays in the second half of that game to keep that comeback from happening?
A lot of dudes are going to have excuses, as you said earlier when we're talking about Tom Brady. Joe Burrow gives you the feeling of a guy who's just going to be deep in the playoffs every year.
Can I say this, though, Max?
Yeah.
It kind of reminds you of the last Chargers quarterback, doesn't it, Phillip Rivers?
But anyway, I feel like he's got more than Phillip Rivers.
He's got more physical tools. Here's what I'll say. I wouldn't have any reservations about giving out fully guaranteed bags to any of those four quarterbacks.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah. If you got one of those guys,
to any of those four quarterbacks.
Of course. Burrow, Hurts, Lamar, or Justin Herbert, who would you feel most comfortable giving a fully guaranteed deal to? Plus, where does Kawhi Leonard rank among the best players in the West, KJM?
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
With the Lamar stuff that's going on,
hey guys,
are you all looking at quarterbacks?
I understand the need to ask those kind of questions, and we're going to try to keep as much of this discussion as we can to the draft.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, 888-SAY-ESPN, Joe Burrow, Jalen Hurts, Justin Herbert, Lamar Jackson, I predict, will not begin the season on the field. He'll still be in a Baltimore uniform, and he will wait for Burrow, Hurts, and Herbert to set the market, and then he'll sign. But Chris Canty, we were discussing, who would you most feel comfortable giving? You would give them all guaranteed money.
Yes, I would give
Burrow,
all
Hurts,
bags,
Lamar, Herbert. Yeah. But who would you most feel comfortable giving the money? You say Joe Burrow.
Yeah, because he changes the culture of your franchise. Think about how transformative he's been with the Cincinnati Bengals.
Bananas.
Now, we now look at them as a perennial contender. When's the last time you said that about Cincinnati? Max, they went three decades without winning a playoff game. And in his first full season that wasn't cut short due to injury, he took them to the Super Bowl.
Every era in every sport has a gangster, right? Like, Joe Montana was a gangster.
Yeah.
That's Joe Burrow. He's he's not Mahomes, but he's something so gangsterish about his game, his level of confidence, his ability in the clutch, how quick he reads the defense.
And Max, here's the thing that you also have to consider. The best quarterback in the game is Pat Mahomes, right?
Yes.
Who's the quarterback that he don't want to see?
Right.
Who's the guy that you don't want to see?
Who just took his left tackle, by the way.
My point, exactly. Think about how Cincinnati has changed. We're now talking about the Cincinnati Bengals going from being a team that has to scour free agency to try to find guys and really taking on hostages, not volunteers, to paying top dollar for homegrown talent, guys that they've drafted and developed. It's completely different now.
I want to take some calls on this. I just one last thing about Burrow. The way like a guy like Jalen Hurts doesn't get credit at first for how pretty that ball he throws is, right? Like how it falls into the receiver's hands because people see him running around.
Yeah.
Joe Burrow does not, like just now, I gave him credit for his moxie and his that intangibles and everything. Burrow is 6 foot five. He can run. He's got a strong, accurate arm. Like, he's got all the tangibles. He just also has the intangibles. Doug in Tennessee, you're on KJM ESPN Radio.
Man, thank God I got through. I just want to talk about the Lamar Jackson situation. Yes, it sounds like collusion, and it is collusion. It sounds like not only the owners, but the agents are together in this. And, Joe Burrow is the man, but if you give Lamar Jackson some receivers, oh, my God, you will see the dragon unleashed. Yeah, I am from Baltimore, so I'm, a Lamar Jackson fan.
Yeah, I mean, Lamar Jackson has had nothing close to what T. Higgins and Ja'Marr Chase and Tyler Boyd have been. Nothing close to that. So there's an argument to be made that the Ravens have failed him. And Eric DaCosta said as much at the combine, which is why it's interesting to me that he doesn't see the true value of his player. But I'm with you, Max. If I'm Lamar Jackson, I'm not setting foot on a football field without financial guarantees beyond 2023 because I just lived that last year in 2022 on the fifth-year option. And what did the franchise that I thought had love for me do? They're using the ending of the last 2 years against me when it comes to why they can't pay me what I think I'm worth. Miss me with all of that.
So these four guys, Burrow, Hurts, Lamar, and Justin Herbert. See, the thing is, I hear a lot in sports with – salary caps. You see it in the NBA with max contracts. You see it especially in the NFL with hard cap.
Mm-hmm.
I hear a lot in sports, we have to pay this guy. We got to give this guy the max contract, say in the NBA, because that's the best player we have. We're not going to get a better player, and otherwise he's going to leave. Someone else will give it to him. Chris, to me, that's never a good enough reason. To me, you have to look at a player and say, if I pay him this percentage of my cap, Can I still win the Super Bowl? So I'm looking at Dak Prescott. Nope, I don't want to pay him at the very top because I don't think he's good enough to compensate for deficiencies elsewhere. If when I looked at Carson Wentz, nope, same thing. When I looked at Jared Goff, nope, same thing. I pay him. Daniel Jones, I'm not giving you the top of the market because I need you once I do that to compensate. But when I look at Joe Burrow, Justin Herbert, Lamar Jackson, and Jalen Hurts, I see four guys, each of whom I can give you this percentage of the cap, and no, ain't no excuses. We are going to contend because that's how good that guy is.
Yeah, when the situation or the supporting cast is less than ideal around you, can you still find a way to win? And I think all four of those quarterbacks have proven that.
Patrick Mahomes. Here's the money, Patrick. Go ahead. Oh, yeah, no problem.
Yeah, exactly.
Patrick in Jersey. You're on KJM. Chris Canty in for Key and Jay today, ESPN Radio.
Hey, how you guys doing this morning?
What's up, Patrick?
Hey, listen, I just want to say something about Kyrie Irving. I think he's a Scottie Pippen in the league because the only reason why he won a championship is because he played with one of the greatest players of all time.
But so, Scottie Pippen, when Jordan retired, was the second best player in the league to Olajuwon, right? Like
exactly.
That's if you're gonna, but if you like that's the opposite of damning someone with faint praise. It's praising someone with faint damnation, right?
Like yeah.
Like, that's pretty good. You want to say he's got Scottie Pippen level value? That's
yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Kevin and Raleigh, you're on KJM ESPN Radio.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think Lamar should just sit out unless he takes a shorter deal. Like one of the previous callers said, Lamar has no weapons. So if he gets a shorter deal, let's say a 3-year deal instead of a 5-year deal, it gives the team a little bit more flex on the cap, and he can get the weapons he needed to take them over the top. So I'm going to take Lamar.
But why take less guarantees, though? That's the part that I don't understand. What's the incentive for Lamar Jackson to take a lesser deal?
Because you might make more money that way if they overpay for the privilege.
You could, and with the salary cap expected to go up the next couple of years, astronomically, you can get back in there on the right side of 30.
Chris, you're Lamar Jackson on the Ravens.
Hold on. But here's the thing. The right side of 30 doesn't matter as much when we start talking about the quarterback position just because we're seeing these guys play into their mid or late 30s.
Right.
So if you're Lamar
running quarterbacks, it does because the legs won't age the same way.
Okay, so that's even more of a reason
for
Lamar
Jackson. Although he also got an arm.
Oh, yeah, but that's yeah. even more of a reason for Lamar Jackson to insist on having a 4-, 5-, 6-year deal as opposed to a 2- or 3-year
deal. But watch
this,
Chris. Let's say I'm the Ravens and I go to you and I say, 3 years, $165.
So – What are you talking about, 10% more than what Aaron Rodgers got?
Yeah.
On the extension?
Here's a $165, 3 years. Because if it doesn't work, if he gets hurt, even a catastrophic injury 2 years from now. By the way, and then, Chris, let me tell you why I do that if I'm Lamar. 2 years from now, I'm back in that deal. We're going to tear that up and sign a new one 2 years from now.
Max, I mean, listen, if you start talking about the average annual value of the deal getting into the $55 million
Yeah, you do
year
the Kirk
range,
Cousins, but on another level.
That becomes interesting, and maybe that's the compromise, but I don't think that that's what Baltimore is leading with based on the commentary from Eric DaCosta yesterday.
Well, if he doesn't take it, I'll take that same deal. How much criticism does
Who
Luka...
Who wouldn't take that damn deal?
3 years, $165. How much criticism does Luka deserve for the Mavericks' disappointing season? KJM, ESPN Radio.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
This time of year, everybody's got a little something going on with their bodies.
Obviously, I've been playing back-to-back in a long time.
Training or treatment, whatever. And it's always that when you step out of bed for the first time in the morning. How does it feel? Because that's going to dictate the rest of the day. So we'll see what happens in the morning.
I mean, all I can think of is the scene from Belly when this comes on now.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, this is so good.
This is the original, though. Soul, right?
I know, but it's still, it's the sample.
Yeah, for sure. One of the coldest intros for any movie.
Ever.
And speaking of cold intros, this is what we're bringing in Tim Legler on.
Exactly. ESPN NBA analyst Tim Legler. In a little while, Chris and I are going to come up with a solution. We just solved all the Ravens and Lamar Jackson's problems. We're going to get into that a little later. We solved it during the commercial break. Tim Legler with us now. Legs, what is up?
What's up, fellas? What's happening? How are you?
Doing well. Glad to have you. What do you think? You know, look, the Lakers is like the easiest thing to know in sports, right? You're playing three games in four nights, a second of back-to-back, off in overtime. You're probably going to lose to the rested team. The Clippers hadn't played since Saturday. But what are your expectations for the Lakers regarding where they'll land in the playoff/play-in picture?
Yeah, I mean, there's a couple ways to look at it. I think first, obviously, you know, the additional rest you would get from avoiding the play-in would clearly benefit a team like the Lakers. The way they looked last night in particular. I mean, LeBron even was completely gassed at the start of that game. Give him credit because he found a second wind and he had a big second half, but the game really got out away from them in the first half, and he was shaking his head a lot. His body language is bad. You could tell when he came off the court during substitutions. Yeah, I don't know what he was – he was almost indicating to the coaching staff, like, I got nothing. And the Clippers were fresh, hungry. They came out with bounce. They had a little bit extra motivation. Westbrook clearly did. So I kind of expected it to go that way. But here's the caveat. Is it the end of the world if the Lakers didn't win the game and get to five and potentially play Phoenix in the first round? I don't think that's necessarily the worst thing. If they do have to go into a play-in and you're seventh or eighth, that means win a game, one game, and then you move into a best of seven. At that point, you would either get – if you win that game, you got an opportunity – to then play the two seed. You lose the game, you still have another chance to win a game against whoever wins the 9-10. If you win that, you now play Denver. So if you ask the Lakers, do you have a fighting chance against the Denver Nuggets or the Memphis Grizzlies? I think the Lakers would sign up for that. The rest is the part that they're going to miss out on by getting into the play-in, which it almost looks like certainly they will by losing that game last night. That's something that we'll have to wait and see what the effect is. But in terms of the matchup, and, you know, winning a game or one of two in the play-in to get one of those two teams I mentioned, I think the Lakers think they have a legitimate shot to win that series.
So, Tim, with the win last night, the Clippers are essentially locked into the fifth seed in the Western Conference. So you could make the argument that the Golden State Warriors were the big winner of the outcome of that game last night, considering where they're at with the sixth seed, expecting to get Andrew Wiggins back for the playoffs and the side of the bracket that they're going to fall on. What's your expectations based on where Golden State is at in the Western Conference on what they're capable of doing in the second season?
Yeah, like the Lakers, I mean, avoiding Phoenix is great. They got to be careful. It's hard to manipulate this too much because there's so many different scenarios based on these last couple of games for these teams and where they could finish. And, you know, you don't want to be in the play-in if you can help it. But avoid five is great. If they can stay locked into the six and they get Sacramento in the first round, I think the Warriors believe getting Wiggins back is the difference maker they need. They've been terrible defensively all year. They're small. He gives them length. He can guard anybody on the floor. The question is going to be, that's a long layoff, man. That's almost 2 months. And you're coming back in, and the first action you see is going to be the playoffs. You know, what does that do to your stamina, your lungs, your legs? I don't know to what extent he's been able to stay in shape when he's been away from the team. We're going to find out pretty quickly. He'll be a factor, but will he be as big a factor as he was last year? And the Kings can light you up. I mean, it's the highest scoring team in the NBA, playing one of the worst defensive teams over the last couple of months in the NBA if that series were to take place. Look, having said all of that, it would be difficult to bet against the Golden State Warriors if they have Andrew Wiggins in a series with the Sacramento Kings in the first round.
Tim Legler here on KJM, ESPN Radio. Oh, we've been talking a lot about Mark Cuban and the Dallas Mavericks this morning. We've been talking a lot about it. Mark Cuban's claiming that it's not true that they had a shot to land Jalen Brunson for $56 million. Legs, I've been saying, well, that... let's say that was the case, right? So you could have moved a piece. You could have moved Markieff Morris or someone like that. You wound up trading Morris and Dinwiddie and Dorian Finney-Smith in order to get a guy who so far hasn't been as effective as Jalen Brunson, right? And who now you want to pay $272 million to? So what do you think about the comments from Mark Cuban, who seems to be responding to this idea? We talked about it a lot on this show, that he's been penny wise and pound foolish at critical moments in Mavs history, including letting Steve Nash walk, now letting Brunson walk. What do you think about all this?
Yeah, look, I think if they're being honest, they have to own up to the fact that they missed Jalen Brunson's ceiling. They just miscalculated it. And look, I did as well, and I've admitted it. I probably missed his ceiling by as much as any player I've ever covered. I just never thought Jalen Brunson could do this as an NBA player. And I'll own it if I miss on a guy, because I thought he was going to be a nice NBA player, probably a backup on a really good team or a starter on a weaker team, topping out at maybe 16, 17 points a game. Never in a million years did I think that Jalen Brunson could average 24, 25 and be the best player on the floor a lot of nights when he plays. But here's the thing. I'm not around him every day. I'm not evaluating every practice, every game the way that the Mavericks were. They shouldn't have missed it, and they did. Or they just flat out didn't want to pay what the market was going to bear for him. I think now it'd be ridiculous to say that they wouldn't be better with Jalen Brunson. And that's something that's going to be tough for them to own up to, because they feel like they had this strategy. They gave up really valuable role-playing assets that made them much better defensively, guys that fit in well around Luka, that could spot up and shoot the ball and then guard on the other end, which is what that team needs around him. And they went and they gambled on a different type of player, and a guy that I think is going to have a hard time really ever meshing with Luka offensively, and clearly they're much worse defensively. So I just think it's going to be tough for them to own up to that, because this is the bed they've made, and they've, you know, how front offices work. They've got to try to always pitch it like, no, this is exactly what we wanted all along. We evaluated everything, and this is the direction we needed to go in. It's hard to sell that to the Mavericks fan base right now.
Talking with ESPN NBA analyst Tim Legler on KJM. And Tim, last night the Bucks secured home court advantage throughout the playoffs, but it could end up being somewhat of a Pyrrhic victory because they lose Chris Middleton. If Middleton misses an extended period of time, what does that do to the Bucks' title aspirations?
That's huge. There's no doubt. And you know, I feel like I've started more sentences this year with, if Chris Middleton's healthy, then any other sentence I can think of, because he's had such a tough time staying healthy. He is the ultimate difference maker for them, because he is the middle area of the floor scorer that you need to be able to win a title. And so without him, or if there's any extended period of time he misses, or if he's just not 100% or doesn't play well, now I think you have a legitimate, just flat out coin flip between Boston and Milwaukee. If he's healthy, I think the Bucks have the edge, and I would pick them, and I wouldn't hesitate to pick them in that series, which, by the way, is going to take place about 6 weeks from now. So we're going to make a lot of projections on that. Truth of the matter is, let's see what happens in the first couple of rounds, because it could change a lot of things. Other injuries could happen. Some guys could really struggle, not be playing well, and it changes your opinion. Going in right now, as we sit here today, with Middleton, I pick the Bucks no hesitation. If Middleton's banged up or less than 100%, I think now you've got an absolute coin toss series, which means Boston could win that series. So that's a major factor. He might be the single most important piece in the Eastern Conference in determining who plays in the finals.
So, Tim, you're rolling with the Bucks in the East. Pull out your crystal ball. Who's coming out of the West?
Oh, my goodness. I'm going to go with Phoenix. It's a very small sample size. I haven't seen it, but I have that kind of belief in Durant, his ability to mesh with anybody. I just think that's going to be too much with Durant, Booker, and Chris Paul picking his spots and being preserved so he can last for 2 months in the postseason, because he doesn't have to do as much. That's critical for him. And then you've got a dominant big man in the middle that's going to have just a ton of space and opportunities, and DeAndre Ayton, who finishes, you know, at 70% clip, anything in the paint. I just don't know how you have enough defensively, any team, to figure that out, how to slow that down. So I'll pick Phoenix, and I think the team that, if they get Paul George back and healthy, I think the Clippers would be the one team I would look at. If they can avoid Phoenix right off the bat, that the Clippers could be a team eventually that, once you get Paul George a little bit more time, that could factor in. But I go with the Suns versus the Bucks if we had to pick today.
Yeah, and defensively, if Paul George is available, that's as good as you can do against Phoenix is the Clippers,
no doubt,
right?
No doubt.
Tim Legler, ladies and gentlemen, ESPN NBA analyst. You can see Legs on such hit shows across ESPN platforms like This Just In, 2 p.m. Eastern. Handsome host. Thank you, Tim, as always.
All right, fellas. Anytime.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Doing yeoman's work
yo,
all
yo,
week.
Yo, 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 yo.
See, yo, man, yeoman's work.
There you go.
All week in there for Key and Jay.
Yeah.
We're presented by Progressive Insurance. It's time for tier pressure. Let me explain the way this works, okay? The topic is pressure on Western Conference teams to win a title.
Mm-hmm.
The way tier pressure works, we do it on This Just In the afternoon, 2 p.m. Eastern, ESPN, which the show I host, where the way the tiers work, it's pyramid style. So only one can be in tier one.
Yes.
Two must be in tier two, and three must be in tier three. Ready? We're going to go in reverse order.
I'm familiar. I'm glad you're breaking it down for the audience and people watching at home. Yeah.
Tier three. The Warriors.
Okay.
The Clippers and the Grizzlies.
Interesting that you have the Golden State Warriors there, though. They mm-hmm. just won the chip last year. They dealt with significant injuries. We understand that the core of that team is getting a little bit older. There were some chemistry issues with what happened in the preseason with Draymond Green stealing on Jordan Poole. So, I mean, I don't necessarily see it as them having a ton of pressure on them because – they just won the chip last year, and you can understand why an aging roster might not be able to go on back-to-back deep playoff runs.
LeBron and KD are both in the conference.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know how much longer Draymond's going to be there.
Sure.
And the reinvention of the modern game, or what I would call the postmodern game, right? Like the modern era starts with the absorption of the ABA teams and the adoption of the three-point shot, right?
Mm-hmm.
That ushers in the modern era.
Yeah.
And then the postmodern era to me is when the three-point shot went bananas, when they figured out this is the most efficient way to play the game. And who really reinvented basketball? Steph and Dre. Because you say Steph's the most important because he shoots from unlimited range and mm-hmm. he's a mobile artillery unit with the handles and everything.
Crazy.
Creating crazy space for everyone. But his pick-and-roll partner, the guy who allows him to not have to be a point guard all the time, he can play off-ball, And the guy who allowed them to play five out, because with Steph creating all that space, now a guy like Dre could shoot it at one point just well enough they could play five out, small ball, the mm-hmm. death lineup. That's Dre. And then when you add Klay Thompson as the spot up shooter, and now you got the two best shooters ever. That whole thing might be changing after this year. We
sure.
don't know if Draymond's going to be there, man. This might be like the last dance.
Yeah, but here's the thing. With the evolution of the game, you're starting to see more and more guys that are front court players have that ability to not only get the rebound, but get you across the timeline and get you into your half court sets. And so I'm not saying that Draymond is easily replaceable because he's an all-time great defender. But what I will say is that Draymond, out of the core pieces that have been a part of this dynastic run from Golden State, is the guy that you could probably find a successor to.
Can I give you one more reason I think he's so important? I have like sort of a half-baked theory, but I'm baking it.
What you got?
When you have your second best player as the dominant personality, that doesn't work.
Yeah.
He's too close in quality to the best player.
Sure.
So when LeBron showed up in Miami, but it was still Dwayne Wade's team, they didn't chip up.
Uh-huh.
Then Dwayne Wade said, look, this is your team now. In the offseason, then they chipped up. With Kyrie and KD, doesn't work because Kyrie has the dominant personality, but KD is just the best player, right?
Mm-hmm.
When I do think it can work is when that guy, the leader guy, is the third best player. He's not close enough to the best player to that to be an issue, yeah. right? So Chris Paul on Phoenix, he's the third best player on the team, and it's mm-hmm. his team. That's okay. That can work. Draymond Green on the Warriors. It's Steph's team, but who's the vocal leader? Draymond,
yeah.
right? Go replace all that. It's a lot to replace. It is a lot.
The leadership intangibles would be hard to replace, but here's the thing. The culture is set by Steph, not Dre. So I wouldn't have a problem with that. The only element that you would be trying to find is that tenacity, that right. toughness, that doggedness that
I
you
agree.
Need.
And also to do everything defensively. And okay, so yeah. so Warriors, Clippers, Grizzlies, tier three. Here's tier two.
Clippers, here's the thing. Without breezing past the other two teams in tier three, Clippers got a lot of pressure.
A lot of pressure.
Think about what Steve Ballmer is paying for that team, not only with salary but luxury tax.
What they gave up for Paul George.
Think about all of the games that those two have missed since they got to L.A. Damn it, if you can't do it this year, when is it going to happen?
Got the best coach in the game.
The West is wide open. It's wide open.
And the Grizzlies, because who knows how long they can keep that thing together.
They got it.
Okay, so
Clippers got
tier two. The Lakers and the Nuggets. Tier two.
I'm going to say the Lakers have
most pressure on the Western Conference.
I'm going to say the Lakers have more pressure than the Nuggets. Because the window is smaller for the two superstars on the Lakers.
But the Nuggets, wait a minute. The Nuggets, especially Jokic, consecutive MVPs. It looked like he was going to win his third one. Doesn't look like it anymore.
Yeah.
Jamal Murray balling out in the playoffs. We don't know about Porter Jr.'s health, by the way. Any year, like with it, like
that's fair.
So like this is they're healthy for the first time when they're all peaking. This might be as good as it gets.
Sure, but you're talking about Jamal Murray and Jokic being, what, around 27 years old? They're in their 20s. They're 27, 28 years old.
Dude, look at the injury history.
I understand that, but Jamal Murray is finally starting to look like the guy that we saw in the bubble way back when.
What about Porter Jr.? You can trust his health going forward?
Porter Jr. is the third option on that team.
Who would
team.
You put over the Nuggets in the second tier?
No, I'm not saying I would put another team over the Nuggets because they're the number one seed in the West. Like, we need them to live up to what they produced in the regular season.
Especially Jokic.
The only reason I'm saying the Lakers is because Rob Pelinka went all in with this team on LeBron.
Well, yeah,
LeBron
I actually have the Lakers in tier two. I have the Lakers first and then the Nuggets.
Yeah, yeah. But that's what I'm saying. The Lakers clearly have more pressure because of the move that Rob Pelinka made.
Because really the pressure on the Nuggets is Jokic.
It's Jokic. Yeah, they ain't gone to a conference final since Jokic started winning MVPs. Like, if you're that dude, then at some point, you're going to have that success in the postseason. We say it all the time, competitive greatness, being at your best when your best is required. We haven't seen that from Jokic in the last couple of years. It's about that time. But when you look at LeBron and AD, they're out of excuses. They put all the pieces around them for those guys to get it done.
Tier one. Alone in tier one, the Phoenix Suns. Kevin Durant is in the same conference as LeBron and Steph.
Yeah.
Steph did it before you, with you, and after you. Yeah. KD has never done it away from Steph. Got to get past Steph. Got to get past LeBron when he's a little more crewed up than LeBron. Get past LeBron when the tables are even, more or less. When it's not like you have an overwhelming advantage. There's no way the Cavs were ever going to beat that Warriors team. It's not because KD was better than LeBron. It's because, come on, man, he had Steph and Klay.
I'm going to simplify this thing for you, Max. So Steph Curry won before, during, and after KD, and LeBron James has won a chip at every stop in his career.
Yep.
KD only has a championship with the Golden State Warriors. This is his fourth team.
And this is just KD. What about Chris Paul?
But here's my point. KD is going to be identified as the second or third best player in this era.
That's right.
At some point, you got to get that other chip. And there's no excuse as to why he can't get it done this year.
Chris Paul is 150 years old. And this is his next best chance to win a title. They got to get it done. Canty and I will settle the beef between the Ravens and Lamar coming up KJM.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.